There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Can't wait. 2 days away. All the props are already up for Bills and Rams Thursday. Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. All season long, Bet Rivers, your go-to book. Great house specials, player props. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
Paulie, you had a great pro tip for last hour in Major League Baseball. We had Peter King on, so we didn't want to cut him off, obviously. What was your pro tip in the last hour?
All right, Cleveland has a one-game lead on the Twins and a two-game lead on the White Sox. And Minnesota, now they have a lot of head-to-head coming up, but Minnesota, back into the schedule late in the season, will be playing Chicago. Cleveland finishes. Their final six games are at home against the Royals. What a way to end the season, and a weird scheduling quirk based on the late start to the season. Final six games at home against Kansas City. I would think a big edge there for Cleveland to win the division.
And Twins and White Sox play each other.
That's right.
To close out the season.
Yep.
Okay.
Near the end.
Yep. So the great Peter King joined us in the previous segment. Longtime NFL writer, NBC Sports, Football Morning America, and to go over some of the stuff that he told us in case you missed it. So Peter King has, before the season started, now think about this, the last 3 years pegged the winner this week. Before the season starts, he's nailed the winner 3 years in a row. Well, 4 years ago, he called Rams over Patriots. So he actually got that one wrong, but he nailed both teams to actually get into the Super Bowl. I mean, that's very difficult to do. And we asked him about like common traits of those teams and the Bills this year, because he has the Bills against the Packers, which would be just an epic Super Bowl if we got that.
Oh, imagine.
That would be all-time good, right? And I think he has like 30 to 23 Bills. And his point on Buffalo is, well, what he told us is he can't remember being as high on a team in recent years as he is with Buffalo this year, this high.
Yeah. I think some people think it's too much hype, but I think the hype is warranted. And I thought they were the best team, like many people did, the best team in the league last year. You mentioned it earlier. You can't lose that game, at least how it played out. Squib kick, you're going to win the Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned, because you're going to host Cincinnati in 10-degree weather at tops at home. But you just Bill Barnwell from ESPN says they're going to improve this year with the stamp because they lost every close game last year. They either hammered people by 3 touchdowns or lost every close game. So it's just bizarre where you see should have went to the Super Bowl, yet lost every close game and couldn't go their way in that fluke, that Tennessee game where Allen got stuffed on the fourth down too. So it's I know the history plays a role into a big factor in what's happened, but I think they should be able to. And the big thing is they should be able to get close to that one seed. They should be able to win a ton of games, and we don't have to go to Kansas City. They're coming to you, and they look so awesome blowing out the Patriots in the home playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, they were 13 seconds away from winning that game in Arrowhead and then hosting the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl. And they would have been a nice-sized favorite in that game to beat Cincinnati. And who knows, maybe they win the entire thing last year and beat the Rams. So the schedule starts off, I mean, it's very aggressive to begin.
Well, look at this. I mean, they're favored on the road against the defending champs. That'll tell you what people think of them.
Exactly right. Their power rating is to the moon. Yeah, I don't know how they blew that game. Again, I went back and I watched the AFC playoff game yesterday. And not only how they allowed Kelce to get open, but the coverage that they had defensively, they were only rushing 4, and Romo was great on the broadcast. He's like, you can't be doing this. You can have the same coverage, but rush more than 4. You got to get to Mahomes. And they left. They had like Hill one-on-one on the outside. He juked the guy, went back in. He's there for a 19-yard pickup. Timeout that took 7 seconds off the clock, 6 seconds off the clock. Then you go right back to Kelce again. Same thing, Bucker. We're going to overtime.
Yep.
And then the play, terrible, though, that Hill, when they took the lead, and Hill just on that crosser, he had to blaze by the secondary of the Bills for like the final 42 or 43 yards of that pass. And he took that slant and he just said, okay, here come my afterburners, now good luck. And he's holding up the peace sign at the end.
Right. And I'll say good luck if they get off to a hot start. Then 4-1 or 5-0 too. Because you see Rams to start the season on the road and then the game at Miami as well. But that's but you should be able to get the one seed based on the division that Kansas City's in too. And that's the other thing. They went to Kansas City and blew them out in the regular season.
They did.
What happened. Good stuff, strong stuff there. Imagine if he's right. Now, he has the Chargers as the 3 seed. And I asked him about that because people in the organization told him, how did we miss the playoffs? They routed the Bengals on the road, but got blown out in Houston late in a game they had to have,
yep,
lost by 28 in Baltimore, and got blown out in Denver. So he's right with that. Are we sure about the defense is going to improve? It's a tough call with the Chargers. I could see playoff team, but I don't know about this. I think that's best case scenario that they get to 10 wins. I still have my concerns about it. I've been watching this for 20 years. They have all this talent but can't put it together. And if they do have a great team on paper, they lose a game they shouldn't in January.
Yeah, I think the quarterback play there is so good. That guy is so special that eventually he's going to like just say, guys, come on, I'm going to put you on my back, and there's nothing this team's going to do to stop me throwing the ball. And he's going to beat teams on his arm alone. And I think the Chargers, he's like a top 3, top 5 quarterback already.
We see the good and bad, though. Should have swept the Chiefs, and then what happened to Houston, and then not even in the game
in Baltimore. That's the part that I totally agree with you on, is that why does this organization, I mean, through all the players, all the turnover, new quarterback now, Phillip Rivers is there forever, he's long gone at this point, how do they still blow games like that? Why are they still losing in spots like that at Houston when they're huge favorites?
Yep.
That's something that happened 15 years ago with this organization. That should go bye-bye with a new coaching staff, new regime, the whole bit, you know? But it didn't, and that's the frustrating part. He also, I mean, he talked about the Saints as the number one overall seed. It's correlated, tied into his concerns for Tom Brady, and he said the offensive line is going to be a problem for the Buccaneers. How much so? Unsure. But he's so much convinced of that happening that he has the Saints going 12-5 and winning the one seed in the NFC. That's strong. I can't go quite that far, although I'm high on the Saints this year. Again, with win totals over, winning the division, making the playoffs, pretty much all of it. What has to happen for that team to be the one seed? I mean, Winston has to play out of his mind.
Yeah, I know. You can't be a fan of that guy. You can't be. His decision-making on and off the field. That's why, to me, he made the case. And I think Tampa takes a step back. To me, he made the case for the Eagles as the one seed. That should be not New Orleans. But if Tampa's going to take a step back, and I think they will, and the issues that Dallas is going through and the loss of Smith, and you don't know about who helps out Lamb with wide receiver, I think Philly can get the one seed. Because now we have problems in Green Bay. We knew that going in with the wide receivers, and now the Lazard news, where he might not even play now Sunday. Yeah. And certainly Minnesota could contend there.
Yeah.
And the Rams have a tough schedule, too. And it's hard. Peter wrote about it as well. Hard to repeat, hard to get back if you're the champ.
Yeah, if you missed that, it came out yesterday. Matt LaFleur was asked about Alan Lazard, and he basically could not commit to him playing on Sunday yet. So that's completely up in the air. The guy who's supposed to be the number one receiver for Aaron Rodgers this year. Then he used the word hopeful for Christian Watson. Well, in the scenario where neither one of those guys can play, Rodgers is now suddenly throwing to Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins, and fifth round pick Romeo Dobbs. I mean, the Watkins and Cobb should scare nobody at this point, right? When they're not playing alongside another guy who's like a proven guy who can maybe beat some people. That would be tough to get to. And you okay, the one seed? I'm not going to say this just because of what's happening with week one potentially here. How about the Vikings as the one seed? Can you get there? Can you go that far?
Do
you want to throw around the Eagles?
God, what's the record? Yeah, I love the Eagles. Yes.
Could you go?
I absolutely think the Eagles can get the one seed. I think the Eagles win 11, 12 games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you can make a case for the Eagles.
Well, Minnesota, I can't. That's no, I can't see that.
Could 12-5 get that done?
That's what he has. That's interesting. Right. That's what he has. That's another takeaway from the article. Like Tampa, 10-7. Niners, 10-7.
Right.
Rams, 10-7. Kansas City, 11-6. Cincinnati, 10-7. First place schedule. So all these teams are playing each other. And then with how tough these divisions are, I agree with that assessment and some of his predictions there.
We never got to this part of it, but he has McCaffrey as the comeback player of the year.
Yep.
Now, he's the shortest shot in the board. I mean, that clearly makes some sense. The guy's been injured a lot over the last 2 years. And if the Panthers can somehow, you know, they don't even have to make the playoffs for that to happen. If McCaffrey comes out and he plays 15 games this year and he goes back to the old Christian McCaffrey, he will more than likely win that award. I did not bet on him because of the odds. I have Saquon Barkley. And Denver and Dallas to miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Another prediction out of his. Again, some
AFC West is tough.
I don't think all four teams are going to get there.
No.
It's 18-1 for a reason.
Yeah.
For all four to get there out of that division. So that's tough to kind of.
Everyone else has to implode, too. Where are you at with New England, Miami? I mean, he has the Patriots going 7-10. I'm with him.
I'll tell you what I'm.
I think it'll be 6-11.
I am pondering a week one survivor play on Miami.
Wow.
But.
Ho.
To the conversation we've had many times about this, I don't know if I'm okay on $1,000 entry losing in week one with Tua as my quarterback.
Yep. You want to be able to sleep at night.
I don't know if I could.
Yep.
Because if it's a Belichick special and Mac Jones comes out there and all the reports, you know, he's kind of sandbagging the entire preseason and they would win that game like 30-20 and be in control the whole time, I would just be breaking stuff watching that game.
That's okay. That's fair. There's better options. You'd feel better about yourself if the Steelers beat the Bengals or if the Bears would upset the Niners, something like that, or the Texans would shock the Colts.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, okay. What, sure. Yeah, what am I doing? I put $1,000 on Tua? I could.
That's exactly right.
That's your buyer's remorse.
Yep. Yep. So, all right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll kick around what happened last night with all the betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
MLB favorites 9-3 last night. A couple dogs that cashed. Look at this. Nationals plus 225. That's 4 out of 5 now. One that took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. They shut out the Cardinals. That's Sanchez again. 4 games in a row where he's allowed 2 earned runs.
Well, he's going to end up...
4 starts, that's 2 earned runs he's allowed.
Yeah, he's going to end up being like the best ROI pitcher in baseball.
Crazy.
That's all said and done.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. Diamondbacks 2-1. Snell was great again.
Well,
but no, he went 6 innings, gave up 1 run, and then the bullpen spit it up too.
I should have my head examined for not betting the Diamondbacks yesterday.
Yeah. Thought it was too high.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yep. Giants were plus 195 as well and beat the Dodgers. Blue Jays sweep the doubleheader in Baltimore. That's 8 in a row and 11 of 12 on the road. During that 11-1 streak, plus 36 run differential.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Big time sweep for Toronto. Clemson, Georgia under 54 down to 51. And also, we'll get to what happened with the game as well, with the movement. But tennis. Francis Tiafoe plus 380, beat Nadal yesterday. Big dog that cashed.
Huge upset yesterday.
Yes, it was. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends, at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. You always want to see these videos, send them in, we'll put you on television. How about the Royale with cheese? Look at this again. Down the street, same spot, our buddy Chris, $40,000. 3 to the Royal Delt, hearts, bam, bam. How about that?
Well, the old $10 denomination.
At a bar, right?
Yeah.
It's on like a local inside baseball, but it's on St. Rose at like 215 in East. I mean, it's a bar and you can play. They want to up the denomination, the bartender said. Their handle and coin in is unbelievable, he said.
Well, the
good area. Very important.
Very nice, but also the regulars that go in there.
Yeah.
Big players.
Sure. Good point. Yep. This dog video is so good. Now, look at this. Oh, okay. I'm going to stand up. Here's the pool, right? Oh, there's no water in it. The dog grabs the hose with his mouth, puts the hose in the pool, and then turns the water on. There you go. Not a problem. It's hot out. You know, I got to do something. Beat the heat. Puts the toys in while he's filling up the pool with all the water. Finished product. There you go.
No way. No way. Come on.
Come on. Absolutely. Sure, he had it the whole time. Scanning the scene, looking at it. Got to fill it up, right? Grabs the hose, puts it in the water, turns it on. I have my toys in there. Absolutely. Smart dog. Very good. You love this one. This was all over social media yesterday with the seal playing catch with the dog out here in the water. Goes on for about 40 seconds. A lot of people were concerned about, hey, buddy, and they, you know, that little close to the dog. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah. People just assume that the seal is going to take the dog down and that's going to be the end of it. I never once considered, aren't seals like really nice animals? Lovely.
Simple enough.
Look at that.
Souls, yeah.
Now he goes,
get up there.
He's swimming after the ball.
Right.
Like he wants to play with the dog the whole time. The dog grabs it. He's like, I've got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And I thought the seal wanted to play and be his buddy.
Sure, that could go sideways. You never know.
And he drags him into the ocean and see you later.
Yeah. Playing a little fetch there. But that's with the tennis ball, with the seal getting after it. Sure. Interesting video all over the place. Brandon set this in. Lose some. Brandon was watching the LSU Florida State game. Now, the game was on ABC. The bartender, you go, see, you put the game on. The bartender became frustrated and gave up and handed the remote to the customer at the bar. It was on ABC Sunday.
Travesty in America.
Yes, it is.
It continues.
Active content. Oh, man. And this is a good dog video. About, I think I'm going with the wrong cup here. About a little three-card money in Times Square. But look at this. All right, switching it around. The treat's under one of them. Give me that one, right? Oh, I got the treat. All right, good. Uh-oh. But if you chose this one, you got... Look at his face. He spits it out. Oh, what did I do? I could have had seven treats. I only get one treat. I picked the wrong cup.
But also, that's the best part of it.
He goes back.
After he spits the treat out into the big group, he's like, he goes with the left paw.
Right, goes
no,
back.
I want that one.
Yeah, changed my mind. Right. The right paw gets the cup with one treat. Then he comes back after he's defeated. You know what? I want a do-over.
Oh, no.
Goes at
oh,
the
no.
left bar. Right. I changed my mind. I want the other cup. Bad for the books. A long time ago in a galaxy far away, Clemson was 18 or 19, and they went off a 24.5-point favorite in the late touchdown with a minute left. They're up 24, and they win by 31. Everybody wins. Also a bad beat if you took the good number with Georgia Tech. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Good job, Paulie. Also earlier today, we talked to Paul Stone about an hour ago, professional sports bettor on some of his best bets for the week. And if you missed it, you can go to the Follow the Money podcast and get that. You can get Matt Eumanns, you can get Peter King. So you asked him about the comments that Sarkisian made this week to the media.
Okay,
we have a couple of those here. Very much so, right? Intriguing. Like, why would he say something like that? So here he is, the Texas head coach, talking about the magnitude of this game versus Alabama doesn't matter to them.
I think the biggest thing for us is be enamored with us. You know, I think one of the real challenges, like as Kurt just touched on, I think you can get caught up in being worried about Alabama. You can get caught up in being worried about game day being here. You can get caught up in being worried about Fox being here. You can get caught up in all the stuff that really is irrelevant to our ability to play good football. So we need to be enamored with us, focused on us.
Okay. Now, Paul Stone, for what it's worth, said he kind of liked the comments for various reasons.
Well, if you have the whole context of what he said, okay. But it's you know, well, it just doesn't mean anything. We're focused on my goal is to be in a Big 12 title game December 3rd.
Right. So basically, and we're going to play it for you here in a second, but if you really like think about the whole thing again, it's like, yeah, they play in the SEC. We're not there yet. So if we want to win this conference, then this is a non-conference game. So this is Sarkisian again on more on how they can't make a big deal out of this opponent.
I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is like, this is going to be the game that's going to define our program. It might not. I'm not that concerned about it. I'm more concerned about just the way we play the game, you know. Said all along, my goal is to be in Dallas December 3rd, right? This game has no impact on that.
But also, you could take it like, Okay, well, you're going to be you're setting the table here for when you lose 59-0.
Yes, it's like he just wants to compete. He hopes they don't embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of that, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe they hired this guy. It's got nothing to do with those comments. I just look at his resume. The guy's running a Ponzi scheme, as Lombardi would say. He didn't win at Washington. It didn't work out at USC. Then he goes becomes the OC at Alabama. It's like, anyone could be the OC at Alabama with the embarrassment of riches. And he parlayed that into the Texas job?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what happened last year? I was wrong. I thought Herman would work. But they cannot get this right, and they're going to get this wrong again with Sark.
There's another angle of this, and that is Saban has absolutely dominated previous coaches to work underneath him, assistants, and Saban talked about playing a coach that knows their program well.
You know, we've seemed to play several teams now that kind of know us, but you act like we don't know them. So just because somebody knows you when they play it doesn't mean they're going to beat you, and just because you know them when you play them doesn't mean you're going to beat them either. It kind of comes down to how you execute. But, you know, to think we're going to go change a lot of things that we do that our players know how to do, that they do well, that they have confidence in, I don't think that's the answer when it comes to getting execution and having confidence in how you have to adjust and what you need to do.
Very good.
No, he's exactly right. Why would they change anything?
Right, and he's only lost one time to a former assistant. That A&M loss. So, Paul's right. I mean, they couldn't stop a nosebleed last year. And now here comes this offense juggernaut. God. Credit them for playing the game and going there, finally, Saban. But this is, it's unfortunate. This is the marquee game, and it's a 3-touchdown spread.
Saban has, like, the ultimate scoreboard out of anybody in basically any sport, right? He you can throw anything that you want. You can try to be as negative as you want. Towards, you can pick, you know, nitpick, whatever, and he's just going to be like, dude, like he just did. You don't think that we know him well as on top of that?
Yeah, right.
Like, what could he possibly do with his time here as the OC? What would he know?
Sure.
That would be able to expose us.
Look at my record. No one knows. You think you know me. What does that mean?
Yeah,
I win all these games.
Yeah, and what he just said is basically, we're not going to change anything, is Saban is telling us that I have the best players in the country. They don't. We're going to go out there on the football field. We're going to smash their brains in.
Yeah.
And he probably will.
Yeah.
Hopefully more than 18 points.
Yep. I don't blame Riley for also saying, SEC guy, I'm out of here. I want this USC
neither do
job.
I.
And that's another reason for Sark. That's like, okay, you have the problems in the Big 12. Now you're moving to the SEC.
Yeah, a little.
It's going to get worse.
So I was a little surprised by Brian Kelly going to LSU.
Yeah, sure. Well.
Although, I mean,
cash, but.
He has to outlast Saban. At Alabama. But, I mean, it's like Kirby's going to be at Georgia for the next 25 years, and it's going to look like it does right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Interesting comments there from Saban and also Sarkisian. Up next, Adam Chernoff's going to join the program. Let's fire on some Week 1 bets in the NFL. He has thoughts on a bunch of them. We'll have him run them down for us coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
No one knows football like VSiN. Now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber. Get our college and pro football guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the seasons. Profiles of every team, advanced stats, power ratings, best bet on season win totals, player awards. Sign up early for the discounted rate of $175. Both guides and access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Adam Chernoff joins the program now. His podcast is called The Simple Handicap, and he's also very good at covers.com. Good to talk to you as always, pal, on Tuesdays. We'll talk to you again on Friday about some player props at that time. I was watching the replay yesterday of the Bills-Chiefs game, and like I get it, right? The way Josh Allen played out of his mind, they should have won the game. The way they looked in the previous playoff game against the Patriots, they were a machine last year. The hype now seems to be like everybody has them power rated by far now, like the best team in the NFL, the way it seems. A 2.5-point favorite against the Rams on Thursday night. Thoughts on this game, and is there any chance the Bills could be slightly overrated entering the season?
Oh, okay. Overpriced, probably. Overrated, I think, is quite a subjective term nowadays that gets tossed around. What I will say about the Bills is it's kind of a tough team to grade overall based on what they did a season ago, because on defense, they had so many games that were against backup or third string quarterbacks, or there was wind, or there was heavy rain, cold. And so that really helped the defense a lot. And at the same time, it kind of suppressed the offense as good as it was. So like the Bills were the number one defense last year. I don't think that's true. Mm-hmm. But then again, their offense was top five, but how good could that offense potentially be? So it's tough. But I mean, this is as expensive as you're going to see of a team almost ever in the NFL. And so from that perspective, I think they're probably overpriced, but overrated, maybe not.
Okay, take us. Oh, sorry, continue. I thought you were done. Take us through what you see Thursday, and you see a ton of points. You also gave out Davis over receiving yards, 57.5. I see 61.5 now at Bet Rivers, and you also have a prop on Robinson.
So the total is, I think, really good for the over at 52.5 is the price that you want. Kind of touches on what I just got into. So again, the Bills offense last year, especially the last 7 weeks of the season, backup quarterbacks, weather, wind. And so that defense, I think, just is really inflated coming into the season, and they're going to be without Tre'Davious White. So that's cornerback number one. Jordan Poyer will play. He's their best safety, but he didn't practice all August. So we don't know how healthy he is. The problem here is that you're going to have to bracket Cooper Kupp, which means a cornerback and a safety on him. And the Bills are going to be starting Kair Elam, who's a rookie making his debut. So that rookie either has to deal with Cooper Kupp or he gets put on Allen Robinson. I'm pretty confident he's going to be put on Robinson, which is just a horrible matchup for him to begin his NFL career. And the reason I like the Robinson over is because that's a guy that comes from 7 years of playing with just horrible quarterbacks, now stepping into this Rams offense as the number two, where Stafford's elbow was a non-issue going into this first week. So it's a really good matchup for the Rams offense, and specifically Robinson. So I really like that. But on the other side, there's Jalen Ramsey as the number one corner for the Rams. The drop-off beyond that is quite severe. And the one thing the Bills did well in the offseason was kind of shuffle around their roster, but we really have seen the emergence of Gabe Davis as the number two late in the year, which now has to be factored in for week one. But also Isaiah McKenzie will play in this game. There was speculation he may miss it because of injury. Now he's that solid number three. And so this is a Bills offense, again, I think a little bit suppressed, as great as they were a year ago because of the weather. You're putting them indoors on the fast track, and you're getting a Rams secondary that depth-wise is really going to be tested. And so I think this is a great spot for the game to go over. And I like both those number twos, Gabe Davis, and on the other side, Allen Robinson, who I really like both of those guys to go over their receiving yard totals as well. So an exciting game to start things off on Thursday night.
Okay. I'm with you on this. Everything Colts, division, over, possible one seed, all of it, big on the Colts, down on Tennessee. What do you think of the Colts matchup week one? Biggest road favorite of his career, Matt Ryan, going to Houston.
I think that's fine. I went with the total. I played over 46, we'll say 46.5 this morning to keep it fair for everyone watching. There's one constant that has come out of the Colts training camp and practices all August and all offseason, and that's how quick Matt Ryan is operating and how fast their pace is on offense. Last year, the Colts were 31st in down-to-down snap pace. This year, I think this is a team that's going to be well above average. And so compared to the Texans' totals in this matchup a season ago, those games closed 45.5 and 45.5. We're at the same price right now. And I would just sort of challenge that if we think the Colts faster, which I do, and we think Matt Ryan is a better quarterback, which I think everybody does, then that's going to go improving this Colts offense. And then the big question on the other side is what the Texans offense. Davis Mills quietly finished the season a year ago as an above average quarterback in the final 6 weeks, yards per play, EPA per play. He now is the full Pep Hamilton offensive system, which I think is an upgrade overall to what they had a year ago. So I think the Texans are fair to say coming into week one, going to be better offensively too. And so it's a Colts offense that's going to be much quicker, much faster with a better quarterback. And it's a Texans offense with Mills in a little bit better of a position with the new offensive scheme. Both of those things combined, this total is the same as what we saw in the matchups last year. It's got to be higher. And so I think this has to be above 47. If you're getting better than that number, this is a nice over to take to start the Sunday season as well.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest, the Simple Handicap podcast, also covers.com. The Sunday night game is a doozy to kick off the season as well on that primetime slot. The Buccaneers are laying 2 against the Cowboys. The total here is 50.5. It's a rematch of the first game of the season a year ago. What are your thoughts here?
So it's one that I've kind of been back and forth on, but where it gets interesting, kind of focusing in on Brady. He wasn't at training camp. What was he doing? All the offseason issues the Buccaneers are having, the coaching change. What's being missed is the fact that the Cowboys have been sort of an abject disaster for the last 6 weeks. Mike McCarthy can't seem to get anything right. The Cowboys lose Tyron Smith on the left side of the offensive line. And without him in the lineup, this is a Cowboys offense that's really struggled to run the football. And we've seen Prescott's passing splits go down quite a bit as well. And matched up against this Buccaneers defensive line, which is going to be one of the best in football, this is a bit of a nightmare because Mike McCarthy has been saying all offseason that they want to get back to running the football. They want to trust Zeke between the tackles. You have 750 pounds of man in the middle of that Buccaneers defensive line with the addition of Akeem Hicks next to Vita Vea. I mean, this is as good of a run-stopping front as there's going to be in football. And now we know Michael Gallup will not be playing. That was expected. But CeeDee Lamb has been dealing with a nagging foot injury as the number one. So as many issues as the Buccaneers might have, I think we can be much more certain that the Cowboys probably have a lot more. And this number actually shortened because of the Brady news missing camp. But I think there's bigger issues with the Cowboys side. So I don't know. I think this number should trend back to where it was originally at open, which closer to 3. And if you're seeing a money line for the Bucs at minus 125 this morning, I think that's a really good bet to take on Sunday Night Football.
Okay, very good stuff. And then Cowboys win totals under, missed the playoffs as well.
Yeah, again, like both of those two, Mike McCarthy, I think, in the hot seat. You can find some first coach fired markets. I know there's sort of Sean Payton in the waiting. But again, the defense last year overachieved to an extent that we've not seen in the last 15 years in terms of what any team has done off of takeaways. They generated so many. They had so much success off of it. The returns, it was a historically high rate for how sort of fortunate they were off of takeaways. That's not something that teams can replicate year to year. There's a lot of randomness in this. So the defense takes a big step back. There's Amari Cooper. They're still without Gallup. The offensive line is incredibly banged up. They're talking about running the football more. Mike McCarthy can't get this team going in any good direction. The Cowboys are a straight fade and an under for me much of the season.
Yep, great stuff as always. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Adam Chernoff. We'll talk to you again on Friday for player props.
A lot of them coming. We'll see what ultimately holds. It's been a busy 24 hours with people jumping out in front of the prop market. A lot of stuff moving like crazy, but I think we're going to have a number of them to look at Friday morning that'll be really good to set everyone up for a fun Sunday.
For sure. Very good. Talk to you then.
Great job.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. We track all the picks and best bets offered on VSiN every day with Picks at a Glance. This daily summary is only for VSiN Pro subscribers. Find them at VSiN.com or through our daily email newsletter, the VSiN Daily. Become a VSiN Pro at VSiN.com/subscribe. Good breakdowns there from Adam Chernoff on 3 different games in the NFL. In-pocket plays are up next. And if you missed Peter King earlier today, why he's so high on his Super Bowl pick this year. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're on.
All right, today's In Pocket Plays in Major League Baseball. Give me the Diamondbacks plus 140. You can probably find a little bit better than that, but that's like the consensus number that's available. It's Kelly going tonight for the D-backs against Musgrove. I like that price at plus 140. I'm on that. A two-team, six-point teaser in the NFL. Niners down to 1. Vikings up to 7.5. Said this earlier. Vikings might go off the favorite in that game. Wanted to grab that before any possibility of that number disappearing. Some win totals we talked about earlier today. Bengals over 9.5. Saints over 8.5. These are current numbers. Our top five Tuesday win totals. Numbers that are still available. I had Dolphins over 9, even money. Titans under 9.
Yep.
And there are the Bengals again at over 9.5. And a correction. Thank you to Derek for emailing, fkim@vsin.com. I said earlier that Valdez tonight for the Astros, his outs prop is 18.5. I said 19's a push. I don't know why my brain was working like that. Clearly not a push. 19 would be a push. That's 6 1/3. I had 18.5 as like 19 outs in my head. I don't know why I did. 18.5 outs is not a push. You have to get 19 out tonight for that to go over.
All right.
So wanted to bring that up on the air. Thank you to Derek again.
Thanks for the tweets. Also, people think there's value with the Phillies to miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
With 7 against the Braves, losing Wheeler, Alcantara, facing Sandy twice, and then you also have to take on the Blue Jays. Just go with the Rays, right? I mean, they've won 7 in a row at home against Boston. I don't care who they're throwing. It doesn't matter. $1.50 against Boston. I think they'll get to Rich Hill. And just, it's every damn year with this organization. People get hurt. They lose guys, get rid of their best players. Doesn't matter. Here we go again.
You can never count them out, Paul.
No. Crazy. I also, when in doubt, take the Yankees on the run line. +115. Ownage. Total ownage over the Twins. And beat them again yesterday and cover the run line, and it's Cole against Ryan. They beat the Twins up every year. It's been that way since 2002, going back.
Do you want to consider maybe a little alternate run action today as well?
Would you
do that?
Half?
Like 2.5, I'm seeing juice. Around +165.
Yeah, with that, well, that's tricky, though, with this lineup.
It's
Judge. And again, right? Tie game, Judge, all rise. I mean, it's just one guy that's going to hurt you.
That's it.
What a run he's on. Back-to-back-to-back days with home runs.
Yeah.
Won the game, then hits the home run to give him the lead Sunday. 1-1 in the seventh, has the leadoff double, scores the winning run, and then hits the big two-run bomb yesterday. Patriots under 8.5. Bears under 6.5. Browns under 8.5. Colts over 9.5. Eagles over 9.5 wins. Did that earlier with the top five win totals we like. Week one, Dolphins 140 on the money line. Laid 3 with the Chiefs. It's up to 4.5 against Arizona. Patriots make the playoffs. No -170. Eagles win 10 games. Yes, -120. Boy, Adam's really down on Dallas.
Oh, big time.
I mean,
across the board.
How bad would it have to be if he fires McCarthy? Because he's never done that.
He's never done that before.
Yeah. There you go with the pen. Good fun. Good action. Win in pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com.
Is Judge definitely going to hit 62?
Yeah.
He's got to hit seven more?
60's on 64.
54.
Yeah.
So he needs, okay, 8 more.
Yeah. How about the lead? That's the other thing. He's got a 20 home run lead.
I know. Huh. That prop is currently down. Will he actually hit 62 home runs or more? Earlier today on the show, the great Peter King took 10 minutes out of his day to join us. He's a very, very busy guy. We appreciate it as always with him. Love talking to him a couple of times throughout the entire season. So, again, in case you're just joining the show right now, he has correctly picked the last 3 Super Bowl winners before the season actually started. If you go back 4 years ago, he picked both teams that actually made it, but he had Rams over Patriots before the season started. So
ridiculous. It's impossible.
Right. So we asked him about common traits that he found with this year's Super Bowl pick, Buffalo, and previous year's teams.
I'm going to pick the team that I just get the best feeling about all aspects of their team. I'm just going to pick the team I get the best feeling about. I'm going to pick them to win the Super Bowl. Now, I have not felt as good about a team, as I have with Buffalo this year in a long time. I just think they've got tremendous depth. They have the best weapon in the NFL at quarterback. As much as I love Patrick Mahomes, I just think there are so many things that Josh Allen does well. Throws the deep ball, plows over linebackers. I think he's going to be doing that a little bit less this year. Mm-hmm. But I just think there's a lot to like, a lot to love, honestly, about this team this year.
Okay, so that's his method, right? And he travels a lot. He's around a lot of these teams. And, you know, it's, again, the team that he feels the best about and being around them and, you know, getting good vibes about. I think people might, in this racket, yep, say, well, he can't do that. Well, he's done it 3 years in a row, almost 4. It's worked out for him.
Yeah, got to count the 4th year.
He's also very high on the Saints.
Yes.
Like, extremely high.
Yes.
Okay, I'm high on the Saints. I'm not quite this high on New Orleans.
I look at New Orleans in 2 ways. One, I think they've got a top 5-7 defense right now. I think that they improved their receiver position mightily in drafting Chris Olave, who I think is going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, in signing Jarvis Landry to play in the slot. And then, obviously, they think they're going to have Michael Thomas back. Who knows what that holds? You know, he's missed most of the last 2 years. But I think they're going to be, you know, significantly improved at receiver. But here's the one stat about the New Orleans Saints. I mean, get this. Since the Bucs signed Tom Brady, the Saints and Bucs have played 4 regular season games. All right? The Saints are 4-0. And every game has been more than a 1-score game.
It's incredible.
It is. So he has New Orleans as the 1 seed. in the NFC, winning 12 games. High on New Orleans, but also very concerned about the O-line issues with Tampa, down on Tampa. And that is ridiculous. That 4-0, all the wins by 9 points regular season. So,
All right, so we'll use that as the pro tip here. Peter King, again, has picked the last four, well, last three Super Bowl winners, but again, 4 years ago, both teams got there. He likes Buffalo more than any team he can remember in recent years. That's pretty strong. I mean, it's one thing to like a favorite, but it's another to say that I'm higher on this team this year that happens to be the favorite than like any other favorite that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
That's strong.
Yep, good job. I love, read his column, love his predictions, and he makes a lot of good points. I can't get there at all with because he said he felt bad about it because he visited Indy. But no Indy in the playoffs. Patriots 7-10. Denver misses the playoffs. Chargers the 3 seed, but it could go sideways with the Chargers as well. But excellent job, excellent read.
That was the pro tip for this hour. We do one every hour here on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're all available at VSiN for VSiN Pro subscribers, only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show.
Right. That's the story. And week one, 10 home dogs. Starting with the defending champs at home, catching points. This is something. And
maybe it goes to three for, flashes three for a little bit.
Right, right. And also what happens in the NFC. I mean, Dallas, playoff team, home dog. Arizona, playoff team, home dog. Rams, home dog. 10 home dogs in week one. Oh, also A-plus to Jessica, who came in and brought.
Save the day with the donuts?
A dozen Dunkin' Donuts. What a selection. She nailed it. I would have had half of them if I was
Well, why
selfish.
Don't you?
I can't.
How many could you whack down at one time?
Oh, I would have had four easy.
At one time you
I would have put down four of those.
You don't she get like a sugar rush or anything?
I get that. I would have. Yeah, okay.
You take it?
Incredible.
Suck it up. Take it.
Yeah. It's an incredible selection. Every time she delivers. Thank you, Jessica.
All right.
Colorado.
If you're only catching like this segment of the show or like the last half hour or so and you missed it, great program today. Great job by Dustin.
Yep.
We had Matt Eumanns on, college picks. Great contest. New show that's going to be on the weekends. He told you about Paul Stone, his picks, Peter King, Adam Chernoff. You can go back and listen on your time, the Follow the Money podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, wherever they're available for you.
Good job, guys. Tomorrow, very important, a little bit of a mini deep dive. What's the overlay going to be here at Circa? They're not getting that push. I mean, we're running out of time here. This is it. It's here. It looks like 4,100 is going to be the number for Circa Millions.
Yep, I think so.
And they'll get to probably six with Survivor, but they're at, I think, 4,300 right now with Survivor.
Can I leave with a pet peeve of mine?
Go
ahead. As a married man?
Uh-oh.
You've never experienced this, Paulie? It drives me absolutely insane. My wife had to use the car all day yesterday. I wake up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Empty?
Completely empty.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've had to read her the riot act, and I got to do it again today when I get home.
Oh, you had to pull.
You can't do that to someone.
Was it on? Was the light on?
Absolutely.
Oh,
it was on.
That's egregious.
If I run out of gas at 3:30 in the morning on the highway, I'm going to be ballistic at some point.
Oh,
it happens all the time.
Oh.
Did you miss a VSiN show? We have multiple daily and weekly podcasts to keep you up to date on all the latest sports betting action. VSiN Best Bets bringing you the highlights from our daily lineup of shows, including Follow the Money and A Numbers Game. Market Insights with Josh Applebaum gets you ready. Josh Applebaum gets you ready. Josh Applebaum gets you ready. Josh Applebaum.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.